TH. About the screens you look at. Well, we look at screens, and what do we see there? Well, I think many of us look at movies and TV series, right? And what are they about? Well, they're entertaining, right? Otherwise, why would we look at them? Action, drama. Plots that are there to pull us in and engage us and get our attention and keep it. And sometimes they manage. But when we look at these screens, a good thing is to now and then look a little deeper under the surface. Here's this action movie or series. Cool people doing cool things and having guns and chasing cars with cars and being secret agents for this and that all over the world. And is there an underlying message here? Who are the good guys and the bad guys and the right political views or whatever, and the wrong ones? And then sometimes it's, I think, useful and valuable, and I guess even important to ask questions like, what is this? Why am I looking at it? Why did someone make it? And I know it sounds conspiracy theoretical, But you know, there is something called propaganda, which is not just posters and political slogans, but people who, for some reason or the other, want to influence us, as many as possible of us, into looking at things, society and life and everything in a certain way. And when you look a little bit beyond the surface there, if you find that this is happening, somewhere there in that cool action and entertainment, then, well, for whatever purpose, whether intentional or not, it's there. And if it is painted in such a way that obviously that kind of opinion or lifestyle or political stance or whatever approach or position in modern important social matter or whatever is just right, the good one, the ones that the heroes and heroines and the cool folks there in that on that screen live and think and act according to, then, well, either it's because those who made it are convinced about that and they're just doing good by convincing us too, or it's just part of their moral framework or whatever. Or there's a whole propaganda department behind it. We don't know, and we don't need to know. But I think that what is good today is to learn critical thinking, is to learn to see how media, those screens that we look at, influence us. There are even people called influencers, so there's nothing conspirational about what I'm saying here, is it? And mass media has always been used that way. By leaders of societies, governments, or different powerful groups to influence us, the masses, in certain ways. When I was a kid, it was state-controlled television and radio. Where at one point a lot of leftists entered and basically took over, and I grew up with leftist media. And wherever you grew up and whenever you grew up or grow up, there is probably some kind of slant and message there. And if you think it's a good powers there, a good government or people who know better and who we can trust, well, I think it's time to think again. And ask the question, who are the people today making and controlling those underlying messages that are there on our screens and that I think we should learn to see there? Behind the flashing colors and sounds and cool little stories. That keep us entertained. Because the influencers today may come from all kinds of different directions, with all kinds of different agendas. I'm just now reading a book about the life of Frank Zappa, of all people. Well, I respect him for one thing. He saw through many such things. And I remember especially one quote from him when he said something like, my daddy, when he said, no, or yes to something, we were supposed to accept that, whether he was right or wrong, because daddy said so. But when I raise my kids and I say yes or no, if they think I'm wrong, they should feel free to argue, come up with their facts, their point of view. and we discuss. And this is actually the way I speak to my kids too. Learn how to think critical and think for yourself. Check facts. And question everything, including your dad, of course.